Hi, and welcome to the Tiffany Crow Show. So you guys, I'm so excited for today's episode. This podcast normally is about yoga, meditation, self-care, and all the things. But today, I'm going to be talking about my new business, and I am so excited. I'm going to go over all the details, where we're at, and how you can check it out. All right, let's get started. All right, so let's talk about this brand new business adventure that I'm going on. First of all, it is a yoga event company. We are creating unique events for people of all sizes and shapes. We believe everybody has a yoga body. And basically, we want to bring the fun vibes to yoga. And we're going to be partnering with local breweries, wineries, and different places to bring a relaxing atmosphere and then hopefully be able to like make a night out of the event. So this yoga event company is just this tiny little thing, and we are so excited. And when I say we, it means yes, I do have a business partner, and we came up with the name Namaste Together. So there's so many things why we think that Namaste Together is just the best name ever. And I'll just go over a couple of them and how we came about and who's my business partner and all the things. So, I guess I'll just kind of start with when I moved to Fresno. So, and then you'll kind of understand why this was kind of like an important part of the story, but we'll just talk about like how we started the business. So, or how we met even. I moved to Fresno in August, late July, maybe even early July, and then was able to move into our home in July, like the end of July, beginning of August. And I was looking for a yoga studio to go to. I needed something on a regular basis, something not too far away. There was something reasonable. So there was a lot of factors in kind of my decision. And I wanted some place that had like a cool vibe, a yoga community. And I started going to this one yoga studio. It was called Tower. It is called Tower Yoga. I still go there. I still love it. And I just loved all the teachers that were there. And there was one teacher in particular who was just like the perfect, like taught in a way that like really worked for me. So it was like perfect for me. Not to say like she's a perfect teacher, but like she is to me, you know what I mean? Like I felt like she was my very favorite teacher. I showed up to every single one of her classes that I could make. And I loved it. I went out of my way to like keep going to her classes. So that's how my business partner and I met. She was the teacher there and her name is Sam. And she taught this yoga sculpt class that I just completely fell in love with. And I just kept going to these classes. And about in September, I started the yoga teacher training and she was doing the yoga teacher training too. And so, you know, we just kind of built this friendship. Like she started asking me questions and then we just kind of built a friendship, over the course of the yoga teacher training. And when it ended, you know, one of the days we had taken a class together and I was like, hey, Sam, you want to go get something to eat? Like super casual. And we went out for lunch and we just kind of chatted about personal stuff. And at the end of it, she kind of threw out there like, hey, if you ever want to do anything like yoga, like with yoga, like let me know, maybe I can work with you, you know? And I just thought she had a really cool vibe and I started thinking about it. And at the end of the meeting, I was like, I think like this might be a really good match. So, I made this business plan and I messaged her, through a text and I was like, this is my idea. What do you think? And she was like, yes, all the things. Yes, yes, yes. And that's kind of how the business began. So once that idea sparked, we started thinking about why we're going to call it Namaste Together. And we were talking about all these different things. And I had messaged her and I said, you know, you end every single class with namaste, you know, like namaste, like how we end the class. And then she goes, or namaste, because you guys totally slayed it. And she says that almost every single, at the end of every single class. And I was like, namaste, you know, and then thinking of a second word. So like namaste together, namaste this, namaste happy, namaste sad. I just like brainstormed and just like brain dumped like 20 or 30 names, like, and I was like, let's narrow this down. Let's think about it. Let's add more, you know? And so we just went back and forth and I had namaste together down and she was like, oh my God, namaste together just sounds so good. And as we kind of evolved into the idea of what it would be, we decided like it could totally be a slogan or something like, let's go namaste together, you know? So like, let's namaste together. And like, basically saying like, you're going to come to one of our events. So eventually we'd love for that to be like the tagline, let's namaste together, or namaste together. Excuse me. I keep saying slay. But yeah, that was it. That was the name. That's how we started. And I'm so excited to start. And, so many more details coming. Okay, so if truth's being told, I finished my yoga teacher training the end of January, beginning of February, like literally like February 1st, I think was our graduation day. And right after I graduated, I think the next week, that's when I met with Sam. And not met with her, it was more like we had taken that class together. We had both shown up at the same time. It wasn't a planned meeting. It was just like, oh, hey, like, let's practice near each other. Like, we were just, you know, friends seeing each other at the studio. And then at the end, I just asked if she wanted to get some lunch and just kept it super cash. And, you know, from that time, that was maybe like February, I don't know, 3rd, 4th. It was very early on in the month, okay? So I'm sitting here on March, let's see, March 8th. So I'm sitting here on March 8th, and that was, so this business has been going on from the idea to now for about a month. So from the idea standpoint, we then had a meeting. We sat down for like 3 hours and just kind of like, just blurted out all the ideas that we wanted to do. And we both of us got on like the same page. We had like a model and we understood like exactly what we were going to do. So, the main goal in the beginning right now is to, partner up with different venues. So, I went and, told her like, let's meet up on a day. Let's go to some wineries. Let's go to some breweries. Like, let's check out some places. And honestly, we both are still working. And so we're trying to shuffle both of our schedules. And, you know, we're still trying to like get this life that we have right now together so that eventually our life could look like namaste together, you know? So this hustle that we've been doing, it's been a lot. So every day off, we have a plan to meet or do something for namaste together. We've gotten our business license. We've gotten insurance. We've gotten liability. We've gotten our website is up. All of the things like Meetup, Eventbrite, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media things. There's so many things to like running a business, and we've just kind of maybe been a little bit naive to it all, but we are excited to just get in there and get as dirty as we possibly can, because like this venture that we're going on, this is it. I feel it in my bones. Like, it is the place I need to be in this moment right here, right now. Like, have you ever had that moment in your life where you just feel like, this is what I'm meant to do? Like, this thing that I'm doing is what I'm meant to do. Everything has been leading up to this moment right now. So I feel like all of you, you might not know this about me, but like I used to be a paint night instructor. So like all of that experience for like talking in big groups of people and, you know, instructing people really is going to come in handy with an event company like this. And then structuring the class, all of my yoga teacher training is going to come in handy for that. Business management, I've been in retail management for years, and I am very comfortable making sure I manage financials and everything else that goes with it. And I just feel like my entire background has like set me up for success here. And the only thing I need to do now is to sell tickets to my events. So now, looking back at it, like, we've spent a month getting all this stuff together. And I always wonder, like, how come when businesses say like they're going to start, how come it takes so long? And this is why, like, people are hustling. Like, I feel like I haven't stopped moving and talking and just breathing and exuding namaste together for like an entire month and a half now. And I just can't wait to keep doing it more and more. Like, we've done every single thing, that we've checked all the boxes. So at this point, all we need to do is start an event. We need to do an event. So we have our first event. We are so excited. And by the way, if you go to my Instagram, we have a giveaway going on. So it's namaste__together. If you check out our Instagram, there is a giveaway post up on today, March 8th, and it closes on Friday, which I think is March 12th or 13th. I forget. Whichever Friday that is. I think it's the 13th. So go check out that post. I think all I'm asking you to do is to like it, to tag a couple friends, and then to post it in your stories. So I just so much appreciate anybody who wants to check us out. And that first event, March 26th, it's going to be at 559 Brewery, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock. And the event is 90 minutes. And in our events, we want to give every single person a gift. And the way that the events are going to be broken down, we haven't come up with like a specific like asana practice, but we know we want the practice to be vinyasa style. We want the practice to include kind of some heart pumping moves and then some easier moves so that it makes it accessible to everybody. And we feel like the gift is going to tie into whatever theme we're going to theme with for the evening. And there's going to be a little tutorial on some sage, some essential oils, like all the yoga things. And in the end, we know you're going to be feeling blissed out because you're going to end your practice with a beverage. So something amazing and, you know, a soda or an alcoholic beverage like a beer. So for this event, we do include a beer with your purchase. And we're super excited. The tickets are $45. You can purchase them on namastetogetherfresno.com. And yeah, we're going to be hosting events like this all the time. So we have just so many things and ideas in our big old brains. And we're trying to like not just tell you everything, because we want you to enjoy this idea, because we got a chance to enjoy it for like a month. And we have so much more coming, but we want you guys to go and check this event out. So please go to our website, namastetogetherfresno.com, and go check it out. Tell us what you think. And if you're ready to sign up, if that date works for you, we would love to see you at the event. And then as far as other events, there are a few other events that are on there. There's one on April 11th, and there's also a retreat on there. And I'll go into more details about the retreat on a different one. And also, as far as the podcast goes, I really want to have Sam come on here and talk to you about like her side of the story and everything, and how we're coming together. We're namasteing together. But please, you guys, I am so excited about this brand new business. I have so many ideas that are coming to you. Please check us out on Instagram. And if you're not already, follow me, Tiffany Crow, WW, C as in cat, ROWW. And you can find me in all the places, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the places. So check me out. And you can also check out my website, tiffanycrow.com. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. And I appreciate you guys listening and taking the time to listen to this episode and just all the things, you guys. I'm just kind of spewing out joy this morning because I'm super duper excited about this event company. So tell me what you think. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.